White, Greenville, Michigan, April 27, 1891. Dear son Willie, although I felt much exhausted yesterday, yet I could not see how I could evade my appointment to speak Sunday afternoon. I did speak, and I was especially helped of the Lord, for which I praise his holy name. There was a large attendance of outsiders, and they listened with earnest interest, judging from appearance. This is a beautiful morning. I long to be in Petoskey and feel almost conscience-smitten in losing so much time. I do not know but that we will give up Grand Rapids and go on to Petoskey. Elder Van Horn spent last Sabbath and first day with them in Grand Rapids. He returns today. Then, if he thinks there is no great call to Grand Rapids, we shall all move on tomorrow to Petoskey. I have spoken 5 times in this place, and hope it will be seed sown in good soil. Oh, I see so much inefficient, superficial work everywhere, that I sometimes lose heart and courage. But Jesus lives, and he says, "Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28, verse 20. With Jesus by our side, we may do large things in his name. We will conquer. But I see so much want of strict purity, so much that is carnal, revealed in men and women professing godliness, sold unto sin, practicing adultery, making our world like a second Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, I have had a good night's rest, the first I have had since I left home. Rheumatism and feverish, malarious symptoms have been with me all the time. Where I made the mistake, I think, was in consenting to remain here a second Sabbath and first day. I must seek the Lord more earnestly and not heed importunities. But I leave all with the Lord. I shall not worry over the matter now. I do not ask you to rush away from your work and your duty, but I think someone could be found to accompany the car some day this week with our goods to Petoskey. If not, the family can wait for them or you to get ready to come. But if they were now on the ground, I believe it would be far better. But the Lord direct in all things is my prayer. Mother.